It's 27 minutes to 12, Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Darren, I've been very fortunate over my 40 years in being involved with lots of boards and committees, and I'm really delighted to have on the line Diane Tipping, the Chair of the Export Council of Australia, a person who I personally respect and has done great things for the Australian economy and for the global economy. Diane, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Lovely to speak to you today.
Well, it's really delightful that you have some spare time because I know how flat out you are. This is only one of many things that you're involved in, and to have you here talking to our listeners in Western Sydney about exporting is really important. The Export Council of Australia, our listeners need to know how they can get involved with you. How can they do that? Why export? You know, I'm so excited, the world we live in today. I lived at Ermington and the world was as big as Ermington in the 50s and 60s. Now the world is hours away.
Well, it is, Jim. Not quite at the moment because of our border.
That's true.
But the idea of export, and I suppose the easiest way to explain why export, is that we have approximately 7.5 million people in the world, and Australia is approximately 25.5 million. So the opportunities are enormous. It's opening up a whole new world of buyers to Australia, and that's really one of the main reasons why we need to look at export. We need to go further and expand our opportunities. But the opportunities mean, and the success of those opportunities mean, that Australia becomes a very economically productive country and remains a very good place to live in the future.
And I must reiterate again to our listeners, we're very fortunate to have the Chair of the Export Council of Australia, and that is just so prestigious and so grateful that Diane Tipping can, you know, let you know about what she can provide for you. So let's have a look with mums and dads and kids and everyone listening to this show. In exporting your business, what are the first steps? Because it's a big step, and if you haven't been down that journey, how do you go about it?
Well, it isn't something you jump into, obviously. And if anyone is able to sell their product in Australia, and let me just go back a step. Exporting is not just about product. Our largest commodities are minerals and energy and agriculture, and they are our two largest export sales overseas. But, you know, then we look at services. Services are a vital part of the economy, both in Australia and internationally. Services are our third largest export commodity in terms of sales or revenue, if you like. But there are a lot of people that do things that just don't think about the fact that someone overseas in the services industry might want their service. There's a lot of different things. I actually do a lot of development of software for trade, and I'm selling that in other countries, not just in Australia. So services could be anything. It could be doing some architectural work. It could be doing some accounting work. It could be developing software. There's 101 different things that services can offer anyone in Australia if they look past the borders and go global, if that's the right way to say it. Go global, you know, that's what I want to say all the time, to be honest. To get into that is a bit harder than just saying I'm going to go global. You need to understand the markets overseas. You need to understand where your product or service may fit into that market overseas. You need to understand pricing, competitiveness, rules and regulations. Now, I'm not trying to scare anyone away here. There are such a lot of success stories. There's a lot of war stories as well. But we recently had a program with the Australian Trade Commission for last year. So the Export Council of Australia runs the export awards in New South Wales for the New South Wales government. We have run them in Queensland as well, and we're running them in Western Australia for the government, state governments. But this last year has been a hard year for everyone, including exporters. And the Australian government decided that they would run a resilient award and not an export award. It really is unfair to have considered that someone may have done well with export and someone may not have. We all had good days and bad days last year as part of business. So the Resilient Award was a wonderful array of exporters that actually managed to get through the year, not necessarily making great sales overseas, but managing to keep their business afloat, managing to look at how they would develop their export business internationally when things got a little better. There's some great stories there. There's a lady in the western suburbs that makes little nail clippers for babies to cut babies' nails. And we all know as mothers that are listening how hard that can be to cut a baby's nails. She's selling them e-commerce, online, but she's had great success in the last year, not just because of COVID, but she's built her business up and she's advertised online. She's done that really well as a home business. So anyone can export. It doesn't have to be, a whole shipload of grain, although that's nice for the Australian economy. It can be anything that you think someone might want. And that's why I say the world is our oyster, because the rest of the world wants things that we use in Australia, wants things that we think are necessary. The rest of the world thinks that as well. We just have to make sure we understand the rules and regulations and make a plan.
Can I just tell you, Diane, you come across with so much passion and confidence that I want to start exporting.
Okay, good. What can you export?
I'm not sure, but I get so excited when people share a common dream and the dream of success and looking for markets and to take on the challenges of what business does. And, you know, you gave those metrics of, you know, the world has 7.7 billion people, we're only 25 million. I mean, what an opportunity. Yes, challenges and so on, but what an opportunity. Let's go a little bit further then, and then we'll go to a little break. But I love the term go global. So if your business can go global, could you let our listeners know what types of useful tools and resources are available through you and other organisations that could help our listeners understand a little bit more about the world of exporting?
Certainly, Jim. So exporting is just a way of selling, but it's going across a border into another country. So obviously the tools of knowledge have to be how to move your goods there, how to package your goods to if we're talking goods, how to package them and label them if you're talking particular types of products such as food and beverage or items that are sold for consumer use. There needs to be, obviously, the same thing we sell into the local shops here in Australia. Those things need to be magnified, if you like, and built on to sell overseas. So the Export Council was established 65 years ago by a group of exporters that wanted to assist other exporters in how to do things better. Things have changed a lot in those 65 years, but we still do that primary skills development at the Export Council. We still teach exporters how to manage the production systems and the labelling and the packaging for their products, how to manage the export documentation, how to look at market readiness, how to look at building an export plan, how to look at finance, how to look at what market is the right one. So everyone is looking at different markets. We've been running programs this year on behalf of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade on market expansion. So looking at markets as diversified as markets in Africa, markets in Asia. Vietnam is a strong market going forward. It has such growth potential for Australian exporters. Looking at the European community, looking at the UK, and just overnight, the great news that we've signed a free trade agreement with the UK. We don't know all the context of it yet, but any free trade agreement has a benefit in it. So regardless of what might be there, there are some great benefits coming from that, really great benefits. So Where we come to talking to exporters is training. We do recognition through the Export Awards. We do advocacy. So just this morning I've been on a roundtable with a group of exporters that are having some logistics issues at the moment, which is a global problem. It's not just Australia. But you can understand with vessels sort of not being able to sail the world for quite a while last year, a lot of restrictions, containers being left in ports, that there are some problems happening with all of the movement of cargo. We have air freight logistic problems at the moment with cargo because we don't have a lot of planes coming into Australia. We only are relying on either charter flights or expatriates coming home. Our air freight system is not as good as it could be. We all know that. How those sorts of things, we advise on that. We advocate to government on where we think the future of that may go, getting extensions to some packages for exporters, some grant packages. That's a lot of the work we do. And we also have an innovation arm which is very much looking at, you know, corporate social responsibility for exporters, and that's not going to go away. The idea of, you know, modern slavery rules, bribery and corruption, these are things we have to think about in Australia and also have to think about internationally. Climate change, how will that affect exporters? How will that affect our products going into other countries? So a lot of things, gender diversity. We work on so many things, probably a lot of things that we are very passionate about, but we're there to help exporters.
That's been absolutely amazing. Diane, we're going to go to a little break, come back and find out more about the wonderful work that you're doing with the Export Council of Australia. You're with Darren and Jim on Spotlight on 90.5 FM.
And I do have Di's favourite, Desiree, You Gotta Be, on Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
It's 10 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line a very good friend, a great professional, Diane Tipping, the Chair of the Export Council of Australia, to join us this morning to just give us some further insight into the world of export. When Diane told us those figures of 7.7 billion people in the world and we only represent 25, what an opportunity. Absolutely fantastic. Diane, I was looking at your website. What a fantastic website. I love the frequently asked questions. They are amazing, and I would ask our listeners who are contemplating getting into the world of export or who are currently in that world to look at the depth and breadth of the questions that you raise. They really are fantastic. And one of the things that one is that people can contact you for initial contact to share with you their challenges and so on, and you may be there to help them through that journey.
We certainly are, Jim, and thank you for those kind words. We have a great website, although I have to tell you we are transitioning to a new one as we speak.
Okay.
Which I hope will be even better if all goes to plan. We have a website with a lot of tools on there.
Absolutely.
And a lot of those tools are open to anyone that wants to have a look. We have, and just let me explain our membership. We are a not-for-profit membership organisation, obviously, and that means that people do need to be members to get further assistance. However, we do have four levels of membership, and one of them is our blue label, which allows anyone that's interested and has a passion for looking and understanding exports to go on to the blue label membership program. It is a free program for them, but there are other levels where more, obviously, information and tools are given and provided as part of the level of membership at higher levels. So there's a lot of information on the website. We have an email address, info@export.org.au, which if you wish to send any questions from anyone listening today, we're more than happy. We will respond to you. I hope we get a lot of inquiries, but if we get too many, it might be a few days before we come back. but look, we are an organisation that wants to help exporters. That is our primary mission, and our vision is to make sure that anyone that wants to export is well equipped and has the knowledge and assistance to do that. We will refer you to the Australian Trade Commission, which is Austrade. We will refer you to the Department of Industry, Austindustry, all of the different government organisations that are there to offer assistance in the areas that they specialise in. We're probably the area or the organisation that can tell you this is where you need to go and this is who you need to talk to. So obviously very happy to guide anyone, all part of the relationship, to go to learn more about trade and export. And Jim, you would know from our Association on Regional Development Australia Sydney, RDA Sydney, that we did a number of webinars last year with the different Western Sydney councils, or
yes,
nearly all of them, I think, on trade and export and how to get into export. So there's a lot of knowledge out there. There's a lot of information that we can impart and give to whoever is interested in looking and thinking about going into export.
Diana, as I say, listeners, please have a look at the website. The questions are incredible with regards to looking at how you can enhance and build your world and your commerciality with regards to your products and or services. Diane, I can't believe we've just about nearly run out of time. We would love to have you back and to share with our listeners more and more about the world of exporting, and not only exporting but importing and the different things. Like I was just having a look at things called TradeX and just amazing concepts where you can help businesses. Diane, thanks for joining us this morning on Spotlight with Darren and Jim on 90.5. We're just really delightful that you could spare time in your busy time. We want to ask so many other questions, particularly with COVID, but I actually kept that back so that we can invite you back. So
can I just say one thing, Jim? As I said earlier, we run the Export Awards in New South Wales for the New South Wales government, and I want to advise all those exporters that are exporting out there to remember that the Export Award portal will open on the 1st of July, and we would like to encourage as many exporters as possible to apply this year into the New South Wales Government Awards to be part of that recognition program as we go forward for the rest of the year.
Well, we'll see what we can do in Western Sydney, and we'll have I'll give you a call, and we'll see how we can drive traffic and wonderful, exciting entrepreneurs to it.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Diane. Have a great morning.
Thank you, Darren.
Alive 90.5.